When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'm going to be sharing with you the three reasons why traders think the Bitcoin price bottomed at 29,500. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis and checking out the latest from crypto analyst Rec Capital. Overall, Bitcoin has a cluster of potentially new resistances ahead. The red 32,200 weekly level, it lost the support last week. The recently lost blue 50-week exponential moving average at 33,700, and the black 2021 higher low at 34,800, all old supports, all possibly new resistances. Also breaking news, legendary rapper Busta Rhymes says he is now officially holding Bitcoin and looking into Ethereum next. Now this is very interesting. Many have been asking for an Ethereum hashtag. Well, you got it. Check it out. But instead of using the Ethereum logo, instead, they decided to use the Ethiopian flag. As Vitalik points out here, why does the hashtag ETH now show the flag of Ethiopia? This is not funny, Jack. Also in today's show, Bitcoin traders watch that $32,000 level ahead of today's $330 million Bitcoin options expiry. That's right. Considering the recent struggle to regain that $32,000 support, this event is an important test of the bull's willingness to display reversion signs. I'll be breaking all this down for you. Also in today's show, breaking news, Ukraine unveils a roadmap to integrate cryptocurrencies by 2024. That's right. Government and business representatives have produced a roadmap to transform Ukraine into a leader in cryptocurrency integration. The authors of the new strategy want to see half of the Ukrainians using digital currencies by 2024. The East European nation is expected to regulate its crypto space by the end of this year. Also in today's show, Bitcoin to $100,000, crypto trader Lark Davis considers feasibility of a massive fourth quarter rally. The $1 million question is a six-figure Bitcoin price still possible this year in 2021? I'll be breaking down this thread for you, filled with hopium. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and some of the altcoins are back in the green while some are in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, the GMR Zone Podcast. Let's talk about the GMR Zone Pod real quick. GMR Zone is about the GMR crypto and GMR gaming platform, a gaming crypto by gamers for gamers. GMR is going to be launching the GMR Center, which will be an entire gaming platform that will combine the gaming world with the crypto world. They've already begun onboarding popular streamers to help advertise the platform. On GMR Center, you'll be able to buy games with GMR, watch streamers, tip streamers with GMR, buy and sell NFTs, and more. The GMR token will be the backbone of the GMR Center. Finally, we say goodbye to the garbage in-game currencies of the past. You can check out GMR at gmr.finance and listen to the GMR Zone podcast on all of your favorite podcasting apps. So go ahead and visit gmr.finance. Once again, that's gmr.finance, and tune in to the GMR Zone podcast. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the comments below. As usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Traders are showing a renewed sense of hope after Bitcoin price held on to that $32,000 range for what could be the second day now in a row. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows that the bulls have managed to regroup at that $32,000 level, where Bitcoin has hovered throughout the day, but traders are patiently waiting for further confirmation that Bitcoin may be in the midst of a trend reversal before fully re-entering the market. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin one-day candle chart. Now, CME futures see a bullish surge. According to a recent report from Delphi Digital, an aggressive reversal was observed in the CME futures basis on July 21st. And this is a bullish sign for the Bitcoin traders who scooped up cheap futures contracts. The resulting contango is interpreted as bullish because the futures price is above the spot
price of the asset. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 month futures basis. And as seen on this chart, the open interest for CME's Bitcoin futures doubled from $1.25 billion on July 19th to $2.5 billion on July 20th after institutions positioned themselves slightly net long after an extended period of being short. And while leveraged funds remain net short as they utilize CME futures to hedge their spot exposure, Delphi Digital indicated that they have probably closed out some amount of their positions. Quoting Delphi Digital here, overall CME's fresh futures contract creation is a slightly bullish narrative, considering Bitcoin had a mini pump to reclaim its range a few hours after the New York session ended. As noted above, futures basis on CME hit negative levels yesterday before posting a sizable reversal. All the data points to people buying up the futures contracts as Bitcoin spiked below the price range it sat in for months now. Now for the next reason why the Bitcoin price likely bottomed out at 29,500, multiple zones of resistance remain in Bitcoin's path. Bitcoin's recovery above 32,000 reignited the bullish optimism for many traders, but the road ahead is by no means a walk in the park due to multiple zones of resistance that lay overhead. According to Synonymous Crypto Twitter analyst Rec Capital, many of the previous support levels for Bitcoin, including 35,000 and 37,000, could soon act as resistance, as he shares in this tweet. Overall, Bitcoin has a cluster of potentially new resistances ahead. The red 32,200 weekly level, it lost its support last week. The recently lost blue 50-week exponential moving average at 33,700, and the black 2021 higher low at 34,800, all old supports, all possibly new resistances. So there you have it. Now for the next major factor why the Bitcoin price has likely bottomed at 29,500 is exchange inflows historically spike near the market bottoms. As Izzy Ibani points out, a Synonymous Twitter user who highlighted the recent spike in exchange inflows as a possible sign that the bottom is in. Let's check out his tweet here. A little bull hopium for you, inspired by a post from Mr. Ben Lilly. Exchange inflows spiked three times since 2017, and each spike corresponded with a major bottom in price. And now the fourth spike has just completed, as you can see right here in your screen. And taking a closer look at the chart, you can see that there has been three instances in the past on August 1st, 2017, November 30th, 2018, and March 12th, 2020, where inflows to exchanges spiked in a manner similar to what we've seen on July 16th. Each time the market bottomed within a short time period following the inflows, as you can see right here, it shows you the Bitcoin price versus exchange inflows brought to you by CryptoQuant. If the market unfolds in a similar fashion to this historical pattern, there is a strong possibility that the recent drop to 29,500 may have been the bottom. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. Do you feel that the floor for the king of all crypto is in, or do you feel we're likely to climb even lower? And if so, how low will she go? Holla at your boy in the comments right down below. Now, breaking news, legendary rapper Busta Rhymes says, after watching the Bitcoin conference live with Jack Dorsey, Elon Fudd Puppet Musk, and Kathy Wood, I'm sold on Bitcoin, officially holding Bitcoin, looking into Ethereum next. Here's my response to this. Let's go. Woo-ha! Gotcha all in check. And I also wrote this here. Welcome Busta Bus to the fabulous decentralized world of Bitcoin. Respect. And checking out these other responses from influencers. Dan Hell shows some clapping right here. We have the Wolf of All Streets who wrote, here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. More breaking news. Finally, Ethereum has its own logo on the hashtag. However, it's not the logo for Ethereum, but the logo of the flag of Ethiopia. Like, what in the world? I just noticed this morning, and this is quite hilarious here. Why does the hashtag ETH now show the flag of Ethiopia? This is not funny, Jack. And I tried to make this hashtag this morning and didn't work for me yet. So maybe it's working for some users, as many have verified here. Just checking to see if this thing is real. And as you can see, it's very real, as many people are posting this right now. Let me know if you can post the Ethiopian flag when you type in hashtag ETH on crypto Twitter. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin traders watch $32,000 level ahead of today's $330 million Bitcoin options expiry, as well as Ukraine unveils their roadmap to integrate cryptocurrencies by 2024, as well as we discuss Bitcoin to $100,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, most major altcoins are currently in the green and pumping, with Bitcoin up 1% for the day, trading at about $33,400. We have Ethereum up 3.5%, trading at $2,050. Chainlink up 5.5%, trading just under $16. Cardano up 1.7%, trading at $1.17. XRP up 6%, trading just above 60 cents. And Polkadot up about 5%, trading just under
$13. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. This Friday's weekly Bitcoin options expiry currently holds a $330 million open interest. So considering the recent struggle to regain that $32,000 support, this event is an important test of bull's willingness to display reversion signs. On July 21st, Alameda Research announced that the company made Bitcoin purchases below $30,000, and Sam Trabuco, the firm's quantitative trader, mentioned that the narrative for Bitcoin could turn bullish because of the ongoing fear, uncertainty, and doubt, better known as FUD, caused by the China Bitcoin mining ban, Grayscale Bitcoin unlocking, and recovery in the stock markets. Right here in this chart, you're looking at the current downtrend channel, which was initiated just 3 weeks ago, which may be invalidated if the price breaks that $32,200 resistance. The move seems to have been sparked by Elon's recent statement that his firm SpaceX holds Bitcoin on their balance sheet, as well as Tesla, as we all know, holds $1.5 billion. And he also says he personally holds Bitcoin and a little Doge and Ethereum. And during that B-word conference, Musk also made it clear that despite the rumors, he completely opposes the recent speculations that Tesla has been selling some of its Bitcoin position. He says, "I only pump, I don't dump." Hey, that's coming from Elon himself. Now let's talk about this $32,000 support area, which is crucial for the bulls. Friday's options expiry might be the first strength test of its recent bounce. If the bulls want to set $32,000 as a support level, there's no better way than causing the most damage possible to the neutral to bearish put sell options. The first signal that the bears have been trying to dominate is the put to call ratio. The 0.81 reading reflects a smaller amount of neutral to bullish call buy options for the July 23rd expiry. However, the bears might have set themselves up for a trap because 96% of those put options used 32,000 or lower strike prices. So on the other hand, there's 29 million worth of call options up to that $32,000 strike price. This $21 million difference favors the bulls, albeit small. It is completely the opposite from the expiry below 32,000. So if 32,000 fails to hold, the bears will have a $9 million lead because only 9% of the call options have been placed at 31,000 or lower. Neither outcome is of extreme significance, but the profits could be used for a larger upcoming monthly options expiry on July 30th. This is the primary reason why the bulls need to hold their ground to keep the current momentum. Let's go BTC bulls. And before I break down our next story of the day, Ukraine unveils a roadmap to integrate cryptocurrencies by 2024, as well as we discussed Bitcoin to $100,000, as well as a massive fourth quarter rally. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting just above $1.3 trillion with $64 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is at 45.7% with the Ether dominance at 18.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have AXS up 25%, trading at $29.48. Flow up 11%, trading at $18.34. And Telcoin up almost 11%, trading at 1.5 cents. Now checking out the top losers within the top 100, we have ThorChain down 17%, trading at $3.80. Celsius down almost 8%, trading at $4.81. And Neem down 3.5%, trading at 13.9 cents. Now out of this list of the biggest gainers and losers, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 23 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 21, last week a 22, and last month a 14 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity like we're witnessing right now. BTFD bought that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. As a country where cryptocurrencies have enjoyed a growing popularity, Ukraine also now has a strategy to develop its virtual asset market within the next 3 years. The plan has been presented by officials from the Ministry of Digital Transformation, other government institutions, and representatives of the private sector, ForkLog reported. The roadmap envisions various regulatory, educational, and infrastructural activities. Participants in the initiative have already established almost a dozen working groups to achieve a set of goals. One of the key areas they intend to focus efforts on is the introduction of a relevant legal terminology and the adoption of necessary bylaws. To do that, however, Ukraine first has to adopt comprehensive legislation to govern its crypto industry. A draft law on virtual assets was voted through as the first reading in the Ukrainian parliament in December. Since then, the bill, which aims to regulate cryptocurrency transactions in the country, has been revised. And in June, the Parliamentary Committee on Digital Transformation recommended its final adoption. The authors of the development strategy hope this will happen by the end of the year. Ukrainian lawmakers will have to prepare rules for crypto taxation and approve
an anti-money laundering policy for crypto exchanges and their users. Other priorities in the roadmap include promotion of real asset tokenization, as well as the launch of a pilot fiat crypto gateway. Officials and entrepreneurs also want to create educational materials on cryptocurrencies and establish a sandbox for projects in the crypto ecosystem. The Digital Transformation Ministry and the industry members aim to bring Ukraine into the top 10 countries with the highest level of crypto integration. They estimate that the roadmap will be successfully implemented if by 2024, at least 47% of Ukrainians use digital currencies, 10% of Ukrainian companies tokenize or employ tokenized assets, and the country's educational institutions have launched a master's program in decentralized finance. So you have it, more and more countries starting to adopt the king of all crypto. Hopefully they make it a legal tender, just like in El Salvador, as the mass crypto adoption continues. And before I break down our final story of the day, we talk about Bitcoin to $100,000, as well as a massive fourth quarter rally. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 850 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button to help support this YouTube channel and turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Crypto trader and market analyst Lark Davis is looking to the past to see if Bitcoin can still hit six figures this year. Davis says that Bitcoin's current price action is reminiscent of Ethereum's 2017 bull run. Checking out his thread right here, is $100,000 Bitcoin still possible in 2021? He goes on to share, first let me say that it doesn't really matter when it happens. Six-digit BTC will come. Only question is when, but end of the year is a fun idea, so let's dig in. Is there precedent for an asset having a massive run-up, then a long brutal corrective period, followed by a spectacular blow-off top later that year? Yes, of course. Ethereum did almost exactly that in 2017, ended the year 237% higher than the top. And he references this post right here. Anyone remembered back in 2017 when Ethereum dropped 70%, lost all moving averages, then ranged sideways for months? During that time, Ethereum was dead, going to zero, a failure, and entering a multi-year bear market. Then the year saw Ethereum finish in a face-melting rally, as you can see right here on your screen. By the way, Bitcoin would only need a 50% higher high than the all-time high to hit six digits. That's right, because the all-time high is currently at about 65,000. So if we were to double that all-time high, we're talking about $130,000 BTC. Lark Davis also says, I like this chart from Benjamin Cohen about Bitcoin cycle ROI. Either this was the shortest cycle with the lowest ROI, or we're going to get a pretty spectacular second act. And checking out this right here, Bitcoin market cycle ROI, which compares the four cycles. He also says the Bitcoin logarithmic growth curve barely got past its midpoint and was far away from reaching its top for this cycle. It doesn't have to, but it is curious. It hasn't. Translation, more fuel in the hopium tank for H2 2021. And he continues, sentiment-wise, we are very bearish. I can give ample anecdotal evidence from my comment section here and on YouTube. Many are feeling very, very pessimistic. Bitcoin fear and greed index has basically been below 25 for over 2 months. This fear has been aided in large part by a stream of media stories about the end of crypto, regulations, and China bans. Keep in mind that the switch can be flipped back to bullish with a moment's notice. How do you think the market would react to an Apple or Facebook buy? Although 44.9% of your peers believe that Bitcoin can still finish the year with a bang, but if the herd is usually wrong, then maybe the contrarians will be right and 64,000 was the top of this market cycle. But what we really need is new fuel for the bull engine. DeFi summer 2020 was bull fuel. Institutions buying the bull fuel in quarter four 2020 and quarter one of 2021. What will our next big spark be? A Bitcoin ETF. Come on, America, let's get it done. Currently, there are 13 applications at the SEC from some of the biggest names in finance like ARK and Fidelity. Both Canada and Brazil have approved ETFs. This is a when, not if, situation. But will that when be quarter four 2021? Maybe, maybe not. Great answer, Lark. Whenever it finally does happen, the Bitcoin ETF will be a major bull fuel. Remember, gold ETFs kicked off a 7-year 400% gain bull run
for gold. And what are your thoughts surrounding a $100,000 Bitcoin price before the end of this year, along with a massive fourth quarter rally? Do you feel it's likely? Holla at your boy in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, I shared the three reasons why traders think Bitcoin price bottomed at $29,500. I also shared breaking news that legendary rapper Busta Rhymes now officially holds Bitcoin and is looking into Ethereum next. And speaking of Ethereum, Ethereum now has its own hashtag logo, but it's not the Ethereum logo. It's a logo of the Ethiopian flag. Interesting enough. Also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin traders watching this $32,000 level ahead of Friday's $330 million Bitcoin options expiry. Also in today's show, we discussed Ukraine unveiling a roadmap to integrate cryptocurrencies by 2024. And we also discussed a $100,000 Bitcoin price as well as a massive fourth quarter rally. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, the GMR Zone Podcast. Let's talk about the GMR Zone Pod real quick. GMR Zone is about the GMR crypto and GMR gaming platform, a gaming crypto by gamers for gamers. GMR is going to be launching the GMR Center, which will be an entire gaming platform that will combine the gaming world with the crypto world. They've already begun onboarding popular streamers to help advertise the platform. On GMR Center, you'll be able to buy games with GMR, watch streamers, tip streamers with GMR, buy and sell NFTs, and more. The GMR token will be the backbone of the GMR Center. Finally, we say goodbye to the garbage in-game currencies of the past. You can check out GMR at GMR.finance and listen to the GMR Zone podcast on all of your favorite podcasting apps. So go ahead and visit GMR.finance. Once again, that's GMR.finance, and tune in to the GMR Zone podcast.